you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Crazy stuff.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hey, 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 guess what? We are actually live on Blog Talk Radio.
Lord have mercy on us.
Unbelievable. Oh,
drop that phone.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Folks that are on Blog Talk with us now.
So, yeah.
Our absence has not been our fault.
No, not at all.
Blog Talk is still currently kind of broke, but we got in. That's all we can say.
Got in, and we're grateful.
All right, Deb, run with it. Grab the ball and run.
All right, I shall.
And I will not interrupt you again.
For those of you that are new listening to us, or those of you that have been here for a while, or in those of you that already know what I'm going to say, here goes.
Stand by.
The readings that are being conducted here during the show use ordinary playing cards, as the ones that I'm holding up for our Facebookers. Yay, Facebookers.
Yes,
any
indeed.
Any of you who are blog talking with us and would like to join us so you can see what we're doing, we are on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page on Facebook. Yay.
Yeah, welcome to watch.
Yes,
some
you
people,
are.
Some people do call and watch, both.
No membership or anything.
Yeah, required. It's Facebook. You know that.
So I also want to mention that for my readings, I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers. And should we turn to Facebook when we have a lull on the phone line, we will be using 24 cards in a layout, which is my standard layout. It's what I use with private clientele. So the only difference is I will be using, using one layout is what I'm saying. And normally in a 30 to 60 minute session with others, I am using more, several layouts. But this is simply a sample for you, you know, a little taste. And if you like what you're getting, would love to see you in private. Anyway, I'm now going to turn you over to Mr. Excitement himself, our very own. What's your name again?
I have no idea.
Hello.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only.
Yes.
We'd also like to remind the folks out there and all the platforms that are with us tonight, and it is actually multiple platforms since Blog Talk is up and running, that if you are international, please let us know anytime you sign on, and we'll give you live international shout-outs like two right off the bat, three even now. We have Laura in Canada, multiples. Tipsu is in the UK. We have Rachel on the other side of the world in Australia. And we have Ole who just rolled in from Lebanon while currently hailing in Lebanon right now. Welcome all of you international folks. Welcome, welcome, welcome. All right. I want to give you something that we haven't been given for a while because it didn't work. 515-602-9676. The number you can call in to get a free reading. We have folks in the queue. We'll get the show and get to you folks here shortly. When you do call in and it's working, you get a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. Statement is true. I believe I tested it, and it sounded great. Actually, I don't know if I tested it, but I pre-tested it before. So we're just going to go. I think it's all good. Anyway, if you get silence, it's just hang up and try again usually. It's just a connection issue. If it happens a lot, then it means Blog Talk is down again. But right now, it's up, and let's just roll with that being up. Folks, Facebookers, if we get gaps in calls, we'll turn to you. We've been turning to you quite a bit in the last about 11, 12 days with the Blog Talk problems. But, hey, it's good for you. The show still went on. It was great.
That's good for us.
It was good for us, and it was really good for you. For instance, yesterday was alternate Wednesday, but there was no alternate because it was alone. You guys had 100% of the love yesterday. But if we get some gaps, we'll give you some more love tonight for some readings. But we just can't make any promises on all that, and you just got to stand by. And regardless of how you're getting your reading, when you hear those harps, the harps, I'll do it again. Because I probably talked over it. Yeah, when you hear the harps, please let it be known that your reading is coming to a conclusion. Let it end. You can't keep going, can't keep going. That's the kind of way it is, and we got to get other folks in for their free reading. It's fair to everybody. Just let it come and get concluded. If you would like a lot more time, personal time, you can go to the psychiclovedoctor.com website and arrange a private reading. Very simple. Let's see here. So, but also when you hear those harps, when your reading comes to it, don't hang up, don't run away, because I'm going to give you an angel card, oracle card, and tonight's flavor is the Lighted Goal Pathway Oracle card. So I will give you a single card from the deck, and it'll have a message for you. So, and then we'll move on. All right, let's see here. Deb, do you have anything you would like to throw in there? I have some day. I always like to say what day it is today. It's National Chocolate Candy Day. That's always important. Yes.
Look at it. 28th, card playing day.
Card playing day.
They didn't say what kind of cards you have to play. So.
Well, they're talking playing cards, but I got you. Yeah. Let's see. Proclamation Day, which has a significance in Australia. Maybe Rachel knows about it.
All right. We tried to be nice. And I guess we didn't try hard enough for Santa. That's why we have that little sign there that says, Santa, we tried. We were naughty.
Yeah, you know, depends on the most. I'm not a sweet tooth person, but when somebody busted out all some chocolate candy, I never really had chocolate candy that sucked. You know, there's other candies that do actually suck, but chocolate candy, I guess it's one of those things you can't really screw it up unless you buy it to screw it up.
What, the candy?
Chocolate candy. Yeah.
Well, we're supposed to eat the very dark chocolate, which is... You know, supposed to have its health-giving properties.
Yeah, I like those the best, but milk chocolate's good, too. Nothing wrong with that, no. Chocolates are good. White chocolate, all that stuff's great, you know. If I had a sweet tooth, I'd probably be eating it by the pounds, and I probably wouldn't work out. I'd probably be diabetic shock and have problems right now. So, but I don't, and it's all good. Yeah, any chocolate's good, absolutely.
You need to, from the UK or beyond, you need to travel to Nestle, Pennsylvania.
Hershey.
Hershey. Why did I say Nestle?
What's the other competitor? That's their competitor.
That's right, that's right.
One other competitor.
Hershey, the whole town smells chocolate.
That's, well, that is Chocolate Usville, Chocolate City, USA.
And you can go on a chocolate tour. Yeah.
Yeah, if you like chocolate, that's where you want to go. All right, Deb. Shall we get the show on the road? Yeah.
No soapbox moment.
Really, I thought you were contemplating it, no?
Did I contemplate one?
You said you were thinking. You didn't have a subject. You said, you know, I want to talk about something, but then you didn't get around to it. So.
I don't know what it is.
I guess that'll be before Rebel Card Friday, then. We can do that. That is tomorrow.
Well, that's right. That is tomorrow.
That is tomorrow. Indeed, it is. Let's get to the road. Callers are patient. We're going to go to 208. That tells me Idaho, the Google does. 208, welcome to the show.
Glad to have
you with us. Yes. Thank you so much. My name is Alyssa. How was your Christmas?
Alyssa, ours was, well, it was great, really.
I'm alive, so I survived.
Yes, and how was yours?
It was a lot better than I had hoped for, so that's always a great thing, right?
That's awesome. That's a great thing. Indeed, indeed.
So what brings you to the show this, well, for you this afternoon?
Are you still out west there in Idaho?
Yeah, we're on Mountain Standard Time. Not quite
mountain
Pacific,
time,
but...
That's right.
Yeah, Mountain Time, not Pacific. But still?
Yeah.
Well, it's a little after 5 there, so it's dark there, too, because it's dark everywhere in the Northern Hemisphere this time of year.
Well...
Yes, so true.
What can you tell us about your situation and what you'd like to know from your reading?
Well, I've been single for 5 years working on myself, and so I'm hoping to find out if the person that I think that I'm supposed to be with, because it came to me in a dream, and then I woke up, I'm like, I have to meet this person because I've never met him in person. I'm wondering if that is actually something that's supposed to happen, or if it was just kind of a random thing.
That's kind of cool. So it's a little love reading interacting with a dream she had.
Sounds like a prophetic dream.
That's what she wants to know, is if it actually is a thing that is going to come to pass or not. Because some dreams, you know, dreams, everybody knows, we all have them. They're all, half of them are wacky and don't make sense.
They don't.
But that's, this one seems to have, this one seemed to make a little more sense to her. This one did.
Sometimes you have to be able to unravel the symbolism.
But sometimes you can't. Sometimes they're just so whack job dreams. They're just like, you know, there's different, say that everything, every part of it's symbolic. Some say it's all random crap and there's no symbolism to it. So truth is probably somewhere in the middle. I do not know.
Okay, so tell me what's this. I dreamed I was at a male, like a Chippendale stripping show.
Okay.
And I was close to the stage. And the man on the stage had like some kind of briefs on. And he went to lower his briefs. And I swear he had the most incredible male organ I've ever seen. It was like a 12-foot snake. I wonder what that means.
It means you. That's all you think about. Easy. I don't even need to be a dream psychologist to figure that out. And sex dreams, those are probably, probably the most common for everybody. That's human nature stuff.
It was looking for
somebody.
Well,
that's the dream part. International shout out to Cho in the UK.
Right. So for you, Alyssa, for you, this is somebody that right now is actually going through a marital breakup and couldn't be more done with that relationship. Let's say it's been an intensely committed relationship. And a lot of people tell me, especially the young folk, that marriage is becoming obsolete. So we won't, the card is a marriage card.
But it isn't though, because you see the businesses they're all over the place. People get married left and right, so it isn't.
But a lot less, especially in the newer generations.
Yeah,
I just think it's occurring in different ways. People are like shacking up, living together for a while first, which actually is kind of smart when you think about it.
But I do want to mention to you that this is someone that believes they're never going to meet their person, their right mate. I mean, poor thing got really burned. But it hasn't changed the heart or the spirit of them. He is so wanting to go forward with a wonderful woman, and I really think that's why you have that dream. This is to get you ready. And your paths will intersect.
So I guess what you're saying, to answer her question, just the basic, is that this was more than just a random dream. This actually is some kind of something that is in her destiny.
It's that prophecy attached to it, definitely.
Well, that's one question she asked. There you go. So, there you go. So, it's more than just a random dream then.
So, when...
Which I believe she felt. That's why she called.
And you've been working on yourself.
Yes, she has.
This isn't a quitter. This is somebody that when they commit, they commit. And I think that says a lot about the character of, you know, your future mate, because it means to me that this is somebody that'll hang in there. However, being cheated on is not part of that agenda. Absolutely not. And I believe that the mate, she went on a long trip here. She went on a vacation. And let's just say she forgot she had somebody at home.
So I guess
purposefully.
What happened in Vegas did not stay in Vegas? Probably.
Amen.
Work out on the street. Somebody went to Naughty Town.
Well, Naughty Town, yeah, boy. Yes, Jim is on the nog tonight.
I am. This is I don't know, 12 days, 15 days of freaking Christmas or whatever, but I'm having a little bit of an off each show until the holidays are officially over, which I declare when I have to go back to work that when the holidays are over for me, which is I'm going to be all back at work on January 3rd.
So for you, I see that you have an upcoming event of some sort that you're going to attend. Looks like it could be, is it a New Year's gathering? Is it the Super Bowl? I don't know, but there's one coming up. And there's a lot of fun around it, but you're going.
Valentine's Day is coming, too, after the Super Bowl, right around that time frame. Pretty close.
You're going to be there with a heavy heart and think, I don't want to do this anymore. I want my person to show up for me, and this is a this heavy heart at this gathering is a precursor to you needing that. You're ready because you've evolved. You've grown beyond, you know, just having a good time with all your friends. You're ready for the love of your life. And I hope you'll let us know when that happens. Oh, yeah. And Jim, what do you got?
I'll tell you what I got. I have an angel card, and the subject is 1111. Angels are watching and guiding you to bring out your highest self. She's been working on herself, so I guess she's had some angels with her. Most importantly, keep up your good work and have faith.
Yeah, and I think that you need to know this is not low-lying that's coming to you. Okay, this is going to be up to your standard. It's a real coming together, a meshing of minds and spirits and bodies, and I mean everything.
And if you have been working on yourself, you can't lower your expectations or standards for a significant other.
I don't think she would.
I know, but some people haven't been in a relationship for a while, and sometimes they may lower them without even knowing it. But I think if you've worked really hard on yourself, you deserve and to have high standards for the potential partner. All right, there's my soapbox.
Yeah.
Blobbity, blobbity. Blah, blah, blah. I don't have cards. I'm not the card reader. I'm just a sidekick babbler. So.
Entertainment.
Thank you for calling.
In addition.
We're really glad you connected with us, and we hope you come back to future shows, Blog Talk permitting. We know it's been having some issues, but it worked out for us.
Is that
it worked
from
out
Mercury?
For you. Say again.
About Mercury.
Oh, sorry. Is that from Mercury retrograde?
Is what was?
Oh, she's saying the blog talk.
The issues with blog talk.
See?
Yeah, of course it's from.
Not
global warming is probably because of some planets retrograde. I'm sure it is, of course. Blame everything on retrograde.
Yes, I think it is. We have had trouble with our TV, with all kinds of stuff. So,
I kind of have a feeling I know what that was.
Well,
but
I think it was retrograde. Anyway,
of course it was. They should have a retrograde brigade out there that comes to the rescue anytime there's some kind of, it's a Mercury retrograde, we must come to their electronic rescue.
Elizabeth, thank you so much, and please have a happy new year.
Yeah, and call back again.
You as well.
We have people that call like 4 or 5 times a week. You can do so if you desire. Yeah, that is up to you.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We've enjoyed
thank
your
you so much.
Interview.
I appreciate you.
You were a great
thank
first
you.
Caller. Thank you very much.
Thank you, hon. Bye-bye.
Welcome very much.
Joined us.
Let's see. Shaban.
Yep. The past.
Shaban. Where is Shaban?
Wow.
Is she still in Ireland? I don't. She's a traveler, too, though, isn't she? Or is she not the traveling one?
What do you mean, traveling?
We have some folks that travel a lot. I think Shaban, maybe Shaban has not been traveling.
I don't remember.
Is Shaban like having lots of papooses?
No, that's the other.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's, who is that?
No.
That's Donna Marie.
Ah, there. I get my Irish chicks mixed up. We love the chicks from the land of Aya. Oh, she's in Ireland. Yes, indeed. Why would you go anywhere else?
Oh, Rachel, now, come on. You've been retrograde your whole life. You mean your W-H-O-L-E life?
Yes, she
I
does. She does mean that, yes.
I don't think it's your H-O-L-E life.
Well, maybe maybe that's symbolic. Maybe she feels like her life's been trapped in a hole.
Mom
and
is
not
still
gotten, not
in
gone
Ireland.
Up. I know.
Oh,
we,
yes.
I just said address that.
We love our callers from Ireland. They're not afraid to get on the portal with me.
I was very, very disappointed that of all my little travels around the European theater and the Mediterranean in my carrier days, we never stopped there.
Yeah.
And I could pour them down even more than I could now. So I would have had a good time running around sampling the local liquid fare.
I have a feeling those guys are quite experienced in the drink.
Oh, I did just fine in Germany. Trust me, I did not go under any tables. I stayed on my feet. So I showed them that not all young Americans are lightweight, but I showed them well.
The trouble with Jim when you go out drinking with him is he is an instigator. He will get the German people. You get them spun up.
That was at one place. That was not in Germany itself. That was down in freaking. That was in Palma. Some old dude down there. That's all. He was being kind of a crotch, so he deserved it. So
kind of a what?
Kind of a crotchy old crusty guy. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's good.
All right. Well, thank you. Welcome to Siobhan from the land of Ireland. Everybody's here from all over the planet. We love it.
You guys, the ones that have been with us night after night, isn't it practically orgasmic that Blog Talk Radio is working?
Yeah, our Facebookers from other countries couldn't give two shits, probably. But, you know, except that they get to hear other people with interesting questions. Other than that. Yes, well, we'll see. Siobhan, we shall see what the cards bring. I'm just joking. If we get gaps in calls, Booker knows if we open the floor to you guys. We'll let you know when. Right now, we just can't nail down times and promises. We have been so Blog Talk absent. We've had like two shows that actually worked in the last week or so for Blog Talk. So we have been doing like, too bad you weren't here the last few days, Siobhan. It was pure Facebook, nobody else. It is what it is. All righty. Let's keep on moving. All right. Here we go.
Michelle, I have a passport. It's raring to go.
I want to. Yeah. I've been to Germany. Germany I've been to.
Did you like it?
Of course I did.
Yeah.
It was a port city, Wilhelmshaven's port. So it wasn't like a giant thriving hub, but it was big enough where it was a lot of good times, a lot of locals having a good time drinking in the German bar where nobody spoke one cent, one lick, one anything of English. And I was the guy that knew German.
And so you went in with your broken German?
Broken German. You know what? If you can throw some words out there and communicate and, yep, played pool and all the German folks were buying all sorts. I've drank some of this incredible apple schnapps. I've never even heard of that
before.
No,
I haven't either.
And you know what? Everything was great. Walked home back in my own power. But my second day of liberty, I did not leave the ship. I was
in
so hungover in pain. You got to kid. Nope. Folks, we are not doing Facebook Messenger calls right now.
Yeah. You have to wait. Jim, how do you say beer in German?
Bier.
Just beer?
Yeah, B-I-E-R.
Oh.
So it's Bier.
See, the languages are kind of...
Decline. Olay. Now is not time. I typed it in here. No Facebook yet, no. All right, well, let's go back to the callers. Some words, you know, similar, like in a lot of languages. Like, what's no in Spanish, Deb?
What is what?
What is no in Spanish?
No.
All right. So some words are just... German, yeah. It's pretty easy to figure out, yes. Some words are obvious. In other words... In languages too, you couldn't even guess what that word meant, you know. So yeah, exactly.
No, that's true.
Yeah, some you can, and then, you know, like you see, I had 2 years in high school of German, but enough words were still there to communicate and be the liaison between the
Michelle
two people.
Got some German under her belt.
Yeah.
So can you say "voulez-vous" in German, or is what?
That's French.
Oh yeah.
So you would, unless you're fluent in both languages, you'd have to, some people have to do the double translation. You have to double translate it back to English and then move forward from there, unless you're super fluent in all three languages. All right, let's do this. Let's go. We're going to go to.
Terry says nine is no in German.
Yeah, it's not spelled like the number nine.
Oh.
It's N-E-I-N.
Oh.
But yeah, it is. Okay. That's how you say it, though. That's how you say it phonetically, isn't it?
See, you come to this show, you're going to learn something.
Yes. All right.
It may not be huge and substantial, but you're
Skype, you have the floor, Skype. Welcome to the show.
Come on in. The water's fine.
Hi, Deborah and Jimbo. This is Wendy from Rancho Cordova.
Welcome
yeah,
back, Wendy. Hello. Welcome, welcome.
Hello, Wendy. I hope your Christmas was wonderful.
I had a very, it was traumatic for me experience yesterday. And I was returning
I'm
from
sorry.
The doctor's office. Well,
yeah.
Thank you. And so I was approaching the sidewalk normally that would go to my apartment. And then I noticed on the left of me, there was a man with a little bit longer hair, and he was holding a dog on a leash. And the dog was very, very large. The dog was very excited and aggressive. And I don't know a lot about dogs, but the dog was a mixture of pit bull and others, but a very strong, athletic-looking dog. And the man was not a small man, and I could see that he was using his strength to hold the dog. And I didn't feel comfortable proceeding in front of him because it appeared to me that there was enough leash that the dog could have either knocked me over or ridden me. So I quietly looked at the man, and I said, "I'm afraid of the dog. Can you pull him back?" He pulled him back just a teensy tiny bit, and then I said, "I'm afraid, sir." So with that, he moved back. He stepped back a couple of feet, and then I went on my way. I noticed the man never spoke to me, and that's probably a good thing. But my concern is I contacted Jonathan, my apartment manager, told him about it, and it wasn't a real good interaction. And he said, "Well, did the dog bite you?" And I said, "No, but I was traumatized and a very aggressive dog." So it was not a good conversation, and I got offended because I felt like he was placating me. So this is out of character for me, but I confess I hung up because I felt he was not addressing my concern appropriately. And then there was a knock on the door, and it was him. And my caregiver answered the door. She had arrived by that time. And I kept telling her, "Have him call me back later." I didn't really want him interacting with her, but apparently he asked her if she had seen that dog before, and she had told him yes, she did. So what I'm encountering is I'm getting a feeling that, and I know that a lot of people love their dogs; they're a part of their family, but I think it needs to be recognized that for an aggressive dog like this, where it's frightening somebody, that could be a serious issue. So I feel like the apartment manager is not recognizing that it's important to understand that the dog terrorized me. I'm not kidding you. It was a big dog. And so what's the relationship going to be like with my apartment building? Are they going to consider me the problem, or are they going to be
That's
supportive of me?
That is a very good question.
A valued resident, what's going to happen?
Let me ask you, Wendy, about what age is your apartment manager?
I'm guessing maybe 51. I don't know.
That's kind of a very common age for a decent-sized place.
But I'm thinking that I'm finding out the older I get, a lot of people in our society diss older people. They don't give us respect. They don't have compassion for.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and a lot of those apartment managers just dislike conflict and trouble, even though that's their job.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Exactly.
She'll put the cards on and take a look. And, you know, a lot of the issue isn't it? It depends. You know, it's such a gray area on apartment living and things that are taboo, things that are wrong, things that are gray area, and things that are 100% not a problem. And, you know, you got traumatized by a dog, and then the dog owner can say his side of the story and say, well, my dog just barked, you know, even downplay it. So we'll see. We'll see, but you should still have the right to live comfortably and not in fear of your life in an apartment. So you have that right.
Myself.
Well, yes. And also, the dog could have, if he had, he was lunging towards me. He was straining the leash of this man who looked like a strong man. And so if the dog had pushed me over, that could have sent me to the hospital, much less bitten me. So I want to be very respectful.
Yes.
I know that a lot of people love their dogs, but I'm saying it is a reality that sometimes there are big, massive dogs that are, if they're lunging at somebody, it's scary.
It is. And if they can't do any kind of dog training, there's different types of devices they can take them on walks with. There's some that go around their nose.
Yeah.
So it naturally restricts the dog. The dogs don't like having something around their nose pulling. There's different types of nose harnesses, and there's different things a person can do if you have an aggressive dog. But, you know, all right, Deb, what do you got?
For myself, all my life, if I engage a dog's eyes, it's going to try to attack me. I just bring that out. It might be because they smell fear on me.
I've never seen you get attacked by a dog ever in my life.
We've never been out. We do any walking and stuff. Like, they're not in the parking lots at stores. And
well, I'm saying we come across a lot of dogs out in public.
Anyway, for you, Wendy, definitely feeling compassionate for you. He thinks that you are very sensitive to things like big dogs, etc., and he doesn't want to make any problems. He wants very much for you to be comfortable, you know, because remember, he's there to take care of all of you, too. So
he works for somebody.
Yeah, and he doesn't want that going up.
He doesn't want somebody not being happy with how he's managing and going to his boss and telling him he's not doing a good job. So he's going to try to figure something out, right?
Yeah, and he's okay. You know, it is a liability.
I'm sure he's going to speak to the person.
Yeah.
And so you have an aggressive dog.
I asked Jonathan. He said that he was going to, he thinks he knows who it was, and he was going to contact that individual and officially put a notice on his door and remind him of his lease agreement. And
perfect. That sounds great. That sounds awesome.
But I'm also afraid that the owner of that dog, that he might be angry at me and do something to me. It's
probably
a bad world.
It is a bad world, you're right. But your average dog owner, especially one that takes time to go out and walk the dog, cares about the dog, doesn't want to lose the dog, he's probably going to just try to downplay it himself because he probably doesn't want to move. He probably doesn't want to get in trouble and have his dog taken away from him. It's most likely, I don't have cards, but it's most likely being a the guy that goes and takes his dog for a walk cares for the dog. So he's probably like, oh, my God, I don't want to lose my dog. I know my dog is kind of apeshit crazy nuts. I got to do something about
this. You are so charming and so polite. You couldn't say a bad word if it was sitting in your mouth. So
We know it's not. I have a feeling. Well, I don't have the cards, but I'm feeling just being a dog person and knowing people that people that take the time to walk their dogs care about the dog, and he's going to want to resolve it, too. He's not going to want to escalate and get revenge on you. He doesn't want to get out of apartment. He definitely doesn't want to get authorities involved to possibly take his dog away for being aggressive. So I bet that dog owner is going to do his best.
He will get out of your way.
Might not come talk to you or anything.
He'll get out of your way when you're on the
I believe
road.
He's going to do his best so that never happens again because, like I say, he takes his dog out for a walk. He loves his dog. So he doesn't want Some dogs are just nuts. I mean, you, oh, no, I had a, remember Missy?
Yeah.
Well, every once in a while, I had a dog. She got her when she was like two. 90% of the time, every once in a while, she would come across somebody that just, in her mind, that person was Satan. Remember? Remember the life? Like, oh, what a pretty dog. She went, I had her on a leash.
Yeah.
She never done it to anybody. So it's just weird dog.
She was very racist.
Well, that was our dog.
No.
Time.
I want all the listeners to know that I respect people that love their dogs, but they should also consider if the dog is quite large and lunging at another person and growling and barking, it represents danger to that other individual. And somebody might say, oh, the dog wanted to play. Well, if the dog is barking and lunging at me and looks ferocious, that's traumatizing. So I would hope that that would be understandable. And so I think you're saying that Jonathan is not considering me the problem.
Nobody is the problem. He's just going to tell this guy, just, you know.
The problem is the dog owner, and he just needs to know that, hey, you have this dog that maybe has a hair trigger aggressiveness, you've got to address that. And we can't have people complaining if you're going to live in this apartment with your dog. That's what you're going to tell. Because he's not, like she said in the cards, and I agree too, he's not looking at you as a problem. Because if the dog barks and lunges at one person, it can do it to others too.
And if that dog hurts anybody, his life is going to get very short.
Yes, and the dog owner knows that too.
Yeah.
The dog, even if it's indirect, the dog lunges and the person jumps and hurts themselves. Even if the dog touched them, that dog can still get in trouble. So,
All
right, stand by, Wendy. Here is your angel card. The subject is be grateful. Be thankful to those who assist you and even to those who are messing life up. Interesting. They all came for a karmic reason. This brings you closer to the divine. So even when you encounter people that don't seem to be doing you good in your life, there is a karmic thing that is going to be good ultimately.
You know, Wendy, you might have done somebody else a favor that could have a grandma with them or a young child, and that guy's going to know to pull the dog back.
Yeah, you're right. He actually might have got the first time he had a lesson learned, you know. Instead of, wow,
well,
I love my dog, and I got to do something. Right. Well,
and,
absolutely, I agree.
I think I make a valid point. I'm not saying anything bad about people who love their dogs. Please, nobody, don't think that. If it's a big dog, it can represent. If it's lunging at you, a little old lady like me, it can be very scary.
Well, it doesn't even matter if it's the Incredible Hulk. Dogs should not be lunging
at
people.
Well, and those dogs have that jaw that is, what do they call it? And once it latches on.
I don't think Wendy identified a breed. She just said a very large dog, I thought.
Pitbull-ish.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't hear that. I missed.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. You have to have control of your dog. If your dog's apeshit crazy, then he'll figure something out, get the proper harness for it, or take him out on.
You might have just saved a life, Wendy.
Yeah, a dog's life, and he'll probably figure out alternate paths. There's different things he can do. Put his dog in the car and take him to the store with his.
Probably the owner's going to get in trouble because I'm suspecting that, I don't know, but maybe he took them there so the dog would poop, and I don't think he's supposed to do it in that area. So that might be
so
part of what happens. I don't know.
Right,
what?
That's a whole different thing.
Wendy, you were being a good citizen, and I would let it go at that.
Well, you reported to the apartment people, and then if they take care of it, then you did it. And if that becomes a problem, then you can go back to the manager. All right, thank you for holding. We're glad that you got through tonight. I know Blog Talk's been down forever and ever, but we're glad you got through.
We'll be here through the week.
Thank you both.
Definitely...
You made me feel better, Miss Lee. Thank you so much.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Oh, hon,
I just put her on mute. She's still here. We plan on being here tomorrow. We'll see what Blog Talk plans when the time comes. We can't speak for Blog Talk Radio. No, we cannot.
Oh, gosh, that's right. We better enjoy while we got
it. Joanne, isn't it? That is Joanne from Canada. International shout-out to Joanne.
Specifically, Newfoundland. Because it's not Newfoundland, right?
I don't...
That's what I bet people from the South here would say. Yeah, she was up there in Newfoundland.
I don't think they say it like that. I just think they don't. I think they just say Newfoundland.
Oh, look what else we got. What's the party tonight?
International shout out to Suzanne.
Yeah.
The land of the Scots, another place.
Coral Green is here.
I would love to go to the land of the Scots and run around and taste sample all the different Scotches from the different regions with the different malts.
Oh boy, we'd be
all curious. The single malts. It would be the single malts because I have to sample. If I blend them, then I don't know what the fuck region I'm in because it's multiple regions. So I would go to all the regions and sample their single scotches.
We would be just taking you out on
a trip. I mean, I do it here too. Well, they're all available here. I buy the single malts, and they'll tell you what region it's from, so you know what kind of malt you're getting. You know, and they are significantly different. So
Suzanne, I gotta say something to you before we move on. I have been casually exchanging messages here and there with a man from Scotland, and your men are rather pushy, aren't they? They're kind of arrogant.
Gee, you're on the internet too, so people are naturally forward on the internet.
And I bet in relationships you like to be commander-in-chief. I'm just getting that feeling. So I just wanted to throw that out there at you.
Area code 520. Olisa.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
Yeah, what are you doing? Do you have COVID? Are you dying?
No.
Are you coughing and hacking? No. Are you smoking? Are you smoking cigars now? What are you doing?
You know, I have a lot of allergies, unfortunately, and I'm going to go check it out because I don't like doing what I'm doing, you know, always clearing my throat and, you know, anyway.
I've got the thing for you. It's not a chemical. And I wish I had this bottle out here for you. Look it up on the internet.
Okay.
It's called Vite. It's V as in Victor.
Victor, India. Is it like?
C.
Oh, Victor. There's no C or K.
Vite.
Oh, Vite. Tango, Alpha, Echo. Right.
Alpha.
Victor, India. Tango, Alpha, Echo. Here's your phonetic.
What you have is mucus, and mucus comes from inflammation. And surprisingly, it deals with stuff in the head, in your head. So I've been taking this on and off when I need to for over a year. You can get it on Amazon or you can get it right from them. And they, for new people, they run awesome discounts like buy two, get three free. I mean, they're a really good company. But it has nothing chemical in it. No... you know, what's going to give you the jitters, speed. Yeah, I don't even know I've taken it. And I can take it day or night because I have a lot of that too. You know.
Yeah.
And just check it out. I'm not an affiliate or anything like that. Vite. And it's by, oh my God. I wish I could remember the name of the company, but you'll see it. It'll come right up.
I think it's
V-I-T-A-A-E or A-E.
I have no freaking clue. I don't know.
You'll love it. It'll take all of that urge away, and you don't have to take.
You take way more supplements than that. Your prescription drug list is not that big. You take a lot of supplements on your own.
I do because I have bad habits.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying sometimes people see here like this big pill container, like, holy shit. It's like there's only a few prescriptions. A lot of it's trying to do a supplemental, which is actually smart. You know, find the right supplement that's natural and herbal and whatever, because that's the way people did it for billions of, well, not billions. For thousands of years, because humans have not been on the planet that long, but yeah, thousands of years. Yes.
Lisa, give it, check it out. I think that you're
I will.
Now, tell us why you're here tonight.
Well, we have a lot of interaction with the neighbor, and we had a dinner last night, and that was a very lengthy dinner, and my neighbor stayed a long time, and we were talking, and it was, you know, high energy and, you know, just eventually he went back and then he knocked on the door and came back over again to, I don't know, look for something. And he needed to borrow something, and we couldn't find what he needed. And then, you know, he was walking me down the hallway, you know, and showing me this and that. And I thought, I wonder what, you know, if he was, like, thinking, I don't know, that he wanted to make a pass or something. I don't know. So then this morning we talked on the phone a long time, over an hour. God, I was so tired. I hadn't had my coffee. We were talking a long time. And then, you know, we saw him in the driveway. And Deb, you had picked up, you said that he was going to make it up to me, that he knew that he had let me down in regarding interacting with my grandson. And he has been much nicer and more involved and, you know, very compassionate. And so tomorrow afternoon, the two of them are supposed to get together and work on these Jimbo's word projects. And
we
teach them young. Yeah, Jimbo, we teach them young.
It reminds me of, like, the beginning of all the James Bond movie when they show, like, a gun in their mouth.
Yeah.
On somebody, and somebody's dying because it's a project.
So he is treating you really well.
Damage control. We talked about that last time.
Yeah, and we talked a lot because I bring it up on occasion. I brought it up last night about August when he blew up at me, and I said, I still don't understand. And so he kept saying, you know, he kept talking. We were talking about it and talking it out, and anywho,
about it,
talk about it. Do the cards say?
All right, the cards. She wants the cards to go down. Hey, here is a live international shout out to Sophia, who right now is romping around in India. Yes, she was.
Oh, wow.
Is where she is from, but she's been in Sweden for a while, and now she's visiting, I guess, for the holidays or whatever.
Yeah.
So she's in India, and welcome. We were wondering, we just talked about you, Deb and I, wondering how you were doing.
Oh, Sophia, I'd love to come there.
She's been seeing your posts. She knew that you were active and doing stuff, but we're glad that you were able to call in.
Her hometown is a party city.
Sophia, what time is it there?
6 a.m., she said.
Oh, I missed it. Some bitch. All right. Thank you, Deb, for putting that out.
And I know he's planning on going to the neighborhood coffee tomorrow, and he asked, he said something like, oh, when you take your grandson, I said, I'm not taking him there. It won't be interesting to him. And he's mentioned the neighborhood coffee a couple of times to me. So I know he's planning on going. I feel he might even be very excited. Maybe he got a personal invitation by that tea woman. And it is what it is. I don't know. Who cares, I guess. Whatever.
Okay, well, this is going to be a juicy reading for you.
Uh-oh.
All right. So get ready. Okay, now I have to tell you, my intuitive insight right now is that he had to go and have that experience with the young, with the young cub down the street. Remember, they went to a concert and,
yeah.
You know.
It was a concert. There was lots of, they went to a meat whistle concert.
Okay. Now, what I am seeing is, and this sometimes has to happen for a person to have their eyes really opened up, is that that experience that he had has actually showed him that he gets more fulfillment from being with you. He doesn't want to travel anymore.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
No, I tell my clients and that say, that come cheerfully, and they say, well, he wanted his child and the mother was there and they had sex. And I say, well, you know what? That just might turn out to be a golden ticket for you. And usually I see it in the cards that he revisited that relationship and realized he didn't want to be there anymore. So sometimes people make a mistake to find out where they really need to be. And then it's not really that big of a mistake anymore. So I know I probably have got everybody discombobulated by saying all of that. But
I still throw a damage control flag up still.
This is what I'm seeing here. That he went and followed his penis a little bit, if you don't mind my French.
his. He followed somebody else's too, now didn't he?
I think he got service. I don't think he did it.
What does it matter? What does it matter?
No.
He did it again, Deb?
No.
I'm talking about that time.
From before. But what did Clinton say?
Don't use Clinton as any kind of a reference for any kind of intelligent conversation about an excuse of doing something wrong.
Okay, fine.
Jesus God. Oh, I didn't know the definition of sex. Shut up, you Arkansas bitch.
No.
She has sperm on her dress.
He's a rogue gardener in front of Congress. That's
who
what he was doing.
Dress and puts it back in the closet with semen all over.
Well, he's a fat, ugly friend that told her to do that.
Yeah, that's right. Who is now pushing up daisies, that one.
Linda Tripp?
Yeah, she died.
She died of what? A Whopper overdose?
Anyway, back to Lisa. Okay, Lisa. That's what he's now experiencing, regret. And that is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing. We want everybody to regret everything.
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted you to know that he is trying to be a better man for you. Now, did all that pain, did all that anger, every emotion that you experienced in this relationship, did that cause you to grow away from him, or are you able to find a new beginning?
She's hanging on every word, Deb. I can answer that question.
You know what? I'm not. I got on the phone this morning with my friends because lining stuff up, you know, because even though my grandkids here, I'm going to take them to some of the places we go to because it's okay. You know, it won't corrupt them or anything. We don't go to really, you know, and so I'm not inviting the neighbor. I'm not caving in. I'm not inviting the neighbor. And the flaccid Sultan, I told him, because my neighbor keeps bringing up this party he went to recently. It was the day after Christmas there. And I said, you know, I knew the flaccid Sultan before, years before. And I went to a couple of his parties. And I said, I'm going to ask him why I haven't been invited. And better yet, I'll ask him to please invite me. Because I was invited to the one in the middle of summer right after I broke my knee and we only had one car between us. And I don't like the fact, you know, that, I don't know, we were using my car. I don't know, who knows. And I even brought that up in the discussion last night in our powwow that I was taking care of him on a broken knee and it was undiagnosed. And, you know, and then he said, no, I did all these things for you too. And he was listening. And it's true. But I don't know. You know, I'm not going to include him with my girlfriends when we go out. And I'm open. When I go out, I'm open.
Absolutely. But what I wanted to ask you is, are you prepared to be in an exclusive relationship with him to that point?
Is that what's coming?
Yeah. And that's why I wanted to feel you out on it.
Well, what does that mean, exclusive? We'd have to outline that.
Sure.
I don't
sure. Yeah, that would be a negotiation.
Does that mean that I can't go out with my girlfriends by myself?
Well, I haven't exactly focused on that.
I mean, does he have to take some kind of heavy-duty zombie drug and not behave like he normally behaves when it threatens me when we're out with my girlfriends? I've told him over, I don't like what you do with my girlfriends. I don't like it. I don't want to see it. I don't want it around me. And I know if I did it around him with his guy friends, that's why he doesn't invite me to Bert's, the party.
Yeah. Well, you would have to work this out because if he wanted to go out with his male friends, how would you feel? Okay.
I feel okay. I can't control every step. I only have so much energy, and that's doing the drive to get my grandson, washing the dishes, doing the washing. I only have so much energy. I don't have enough energy to also worry about every little thing he does. But if it's going to contaminate me and my connection. And I did tell him last night, I said, I do want to get married. I didn't say to him. I said, that's my goal, is to get married. I do want to get married. I said, but I'm taking my time. And he said, do you want me to move? That's what he said to me. And I said, no, don't move, you know. And they kept, you know, I don't know. He rubs up against me in the kitchen. I don't know. I don't know.
It might be time to ask him, why do you do that? You know, why do you do that? Yeah.
Maybe he's part cat.
If he... I'm still going out with my girlfriends by myself. It's a sense of freedom. I don't have to look over my shoulder. So you see some kind of commitment from him?
Well, I'm just wanting you to look ahead and anticipate what you're feeling, okay? So that you can, this is what I do with my readings. When I see something in the readings and I think, I should really think about this so I know how I'm going to feel if this actually comes to pass. All right, just saying. Yeah, he's going to try his very best to show
damage control.
Whatever it is, he's going to, yeah.
But that's not reality when they do damage control. Like when a married couple and a guy drives roses and flowers and candy, that's not a norm. They're not going to do that for the rest of their lives. He's doing that to make up for something. And then once he feels I've made up for it, then he goes back to where he was. And I'm talking another relationship, not hers. They do that, right?
I have to admit, when I'm in the supermarket and I see some guy with a bouquet of roses,
you assume. You do assume.
I want to go up to him and say, what did you do?
You assume that, especially if it's not a young person. Yeah, if it's like a middle-aged person or a 40-year-old. Or he could be going out with a new chick.
And that's it, but I always think, he's in the doghouse.
Or he could be having an affair with his neighbor's wife.
Yeah, true.
And, you know, hey, we got to woo her somehow. I'll bring her candy and Trojans. That's what every woman wants, right?
So you think he might be offering a commitment?
Yeah, eventually. I think that's he's... We're laying the groundwork for.
And you will win your lottery because that's all you care about. We can sense that in your conversation with Deb here. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you're quite over him, but I think you're attempting to replace him. That's not a bad thing.
Well, what I'm doing is I will continue to do it because I enjoy it and I have a lot of fun. And they're everyone's willing and interested, all my women friends. Or whoever, women friend. And I would continue to go out by myself.
Yeah. And if you've been waiting all this time for this man to finally, you know, take you on a most passionate interlude, I think I'd have given up by now. But I think he wants to renew that interest.
Oh, I see. Okay. So that's what's prominently yes. showing in that his just
yes.
interest bringing back the chase.
That is very possible. All right.
Trying to bring it back to where you were how many months ago, which was a better place, but it wasn't a place that was going anywhere either, right?
Yeah.
They still had problems, but at least she was giving him more attention. She was going out with him. They were doing more stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
He misses that. But it does. I don't have cards. Go ahead.
You know, I'm not.
I got nothing good to say.
I'm feeling. I'm really busy with other things and other people, and I've told him I don't want him anymore in any of my camps. I just don't want to do it. I don't want to invite him to wherever I'm. I'd rather not be in public with him. Period. Not when it's with other friends. It doesn't work for me. It just doesn't work for me. I'm not pleased. I'm not happy. And, you know, if we sit in my living room and the front room and we're having food together, that's fine. That's one thing. But I'm not introducing him anymore to anyone. And and I'm not going to stop going out. And I didn't, you know, I didn't say it like that. I'm not going to stop going out like as if that were a point of conversation. I just said, I'm not introducing you to anyone anymore. You're not coming with me anymore, period. because I don't like how you behave.
And there's nothing wrong with that anyway. I mean, people can be couples and happily married even and not run around with each other every second of every day.
No, and I think that is very...
There's nothing wrong with that. People should have their own space depending on if they both agree or not agree. It's depends on the situation.
I have a great time, and I'm not letting go of that. Not letting go of that.
So on your relationship with him, it's essentially that you punt it, and he's got the ball, and he should figure out what to do with it. You know? Because I still think there is attraction between the two of you, physically and otherwise.
Yeah. You know, what is attraction, though, really? What does that mean?
Like?
For life. For lifelong down the road, 20, 30 years from now. Does that mean anything just because there's attraction? I mean, it's a requirement. You have to have that to start something. But that's not the only requirement. There has to be many other things in a relationship that have to pick, not just the attraction.
Those are amazing words coming from a slut.
Well, you know what? You want to go down that road? When was that word first used? Was it on a guy or a chick? What was that word typically used on, the word slut? I think it's typically women. Things that make you go, Anyway, here we go. It is Lisa's angel card. Subject is, have a sense of reality. Accept things happening with an open heart. You can't change the past or delve too much into the future, but it's
That's obviously right.
Stay focused to turn your fate to an age to a new page today at this moment. So
do not go too deep, like Linda Deep Throat, whatever her name was.
Linda Lovelace. That was Linda Lovelace. You know what? I'm not one of those porn movie people anyway. That was, some people were back in there were connoisseurs and had collections.
Oh, God, my first husband was.
Some people were collections. I just remember you would drive by, remember the Strand Theater?
Oh, yeah.
And they would put, they had the little, it was like a marquee thing, but it wasn't lit up.
Yeah.
And they would put, and I remember driving by saying Deep Throat. Linda Lovelace on it.
And I'm
like, it was in the 70s, so I'm like, what, 12, whatever. It depends on when it was. Right? No, I knew what the fuck it meant. I knew what that meant, but I'm like, who goes to that shit? Who's going to go to that? I'm thinking to myself.
There. The floor was very sticky.
I wouldn't even want to walk into one of
those. It's a masturbatorium.
I wouldn't even want to freaking...
It wasn't soda pop. It was sticky.
It was sticky.
Exactly, yes. It wasn't because of the type of cleaner and disinfectant they were using. No.
My first husband was a porn lover. There was a movie called Sex Boat. And
that one I remember when it came out on VHS.
Yeah, well,
it was a remake of Love Boat.
Yeah, we went in to see that.
No, I used to like those porn movies because they were funny when they remade a popular title of a real movie. Yeah. It was hilarious. I didn't even care about the porn. It was just how they tried to lightly follow a real storyline, like somebody gives a shit about the storyline. Love Boat was Sex Boat was about the Love Boat series. They had, what was the one about Top Gun? What was it called?
I don't know.
I don't know. There was like a different the titles. I feel like going to the little porn section to look at the titles were hilarious when they were like making a parody of a real movie. Titles were hilarious, but never.
On YouTube there was a discussion at one of the podcasts, and they said millennials have to discover that when they're watching porn in real life, the plumber does not come all that many times to your house.
And if he does come that many times to your house, damn, you're going to see a bad bill, boy.
No, Tracy Lords, I think Tracy Lords was awesome as a sex goddess. Too bad she was underage.
Oh, you mean as a person that gets naked and bangs? She was awesome at that. Okay.
Well, I thought she was very classy looking, too. You know, and she got into it. That girl loved what she was doing.
I think they all do, or they would have done something else, I believe. You're right. I mean, you know, I'm saying you can do jobs you don't like digging ditches and stuff, but if you're getting naked and banging, you're doing that because you like to do that.
So what if you don't like the male actor? You're
duh.
Well, that's part of being a professional.
Oh.
They have to suck it up.
Buttercup.
Yep, that's the part of their job that is sort of professional in a way. Suck it up, so to speak.
Let not one drop go to waste.
Well, you know, the whole ball game in those movies. All right. Thank you so much, Lisa. We're glad we have missed you.
It's been
so long because stupid ass blog talk radio. Hey, we plan on being here tomorrow. We cannot speak for blog talk. But we plan on being here for RoboCop Friday, folks. Thank you so much, Lisa. We hope that we'll be here and you will be here with us. We hope so.
Yeah, we hope blog talk will hold out. Yeah. But we do have to run.
We got to go. It's not one of those nights where we can extend the show tomorrow.
We have to call it. For
tomorrow
Saturday.
Might be a longer show. Friday, Rebel Card
Friday.
Typically
Saturday
is
our 90.
Typically it is 90 minutes. And we did a 90-minute, I think, yesterday or the day before. So.
And if it wasn't going to be 4 whole hours, we've done New Year's Eve shows right up till midnight. And I don't know if I can handle
it. Not that long, but we can do at least a 90-minute one Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least.
Well, somewhere it'll be New Year.
It'll be beyond New Year.
Yeah,
I mean, it'll be all out. You know,
the UKers.
Trying to think. There's the only people that are 2 hours ahead of us are in strange parts of very, very eastern parts of northern Canada. They have like an hour. There's a weird time zone up there. Joanne probably knows it well.
Nova Scotia or?
It's like way up to the right. There's like one time zone that's almost like not even. It's like an hour and a half. It's really bizarre. Because I remember our Hampton Roads Admirals played hockey up there, a championship game before COVID up there, and it was a weird time zone shift.
All right.
Well,
look what Rachel says. Harbor in a ship plays the Love Boat. song as it leaves.
That's cool.
It's probably your Navy saying we're on the Love Boat.
No, she's probably talking cruise boats, Deb.
Yeah.
I didn't know because sometimes
our Navy sailors love, and very few go to Australia. They come and wait on the pier for them, and you take them home and you give them baths or showers.
Boy, does that sound like urban legends.
You feed them and then you work them into just a puddle of flesh.
God, it sounds like such urban legend myth bullshit if I've ever heard it.
You're just jealous.
I'm not jealous. You make it sound like there's some kind of other planet that nobody sees, so they hardly ever see anybody.
Well, Rachel says she's in the middle of nowhere.
Well, I mean, every big continent has a lot. We have a lot of middle of nowhere here in our continent, too. So, yes, we understand.
Yeah, kind of where we came from.
We were in America. She talks like we were in a population town of like fucking 5. Nothing but horses. I felt like it to you. And we've gone back. It's a pretty fun place now. Way more even. I mean, it's a different type of fun. They shifted from the disco bar scene kind of to the craft beer scene.
Is that you? You can't cook? Because I had to learn. When you're 12 and you grow up in the Midwest and maybe other areas.
You don't have to learn anymore. You get Uber Eats.
Your grandmothers and your mother are going to put you to work cooking.
Those times are gone.
Yeah. But I do cook. And my son is men that don't cook. And so, you know, they'll say, why can't you make this like or make something that my mom does? And I'm like, don't say that. They don't want to hear that. Yeah. Well, Laura, we're staying here to be with all of you, even though we have hundreds of invitations. No, I'm kidding.
Well, there's a lot. I mean, there's tons of stuff to go out to do on New Year's Eve.
Everybody
makes you buy tickets, $50 tickets.
Years ago I did, but people get rammy like it's Halloween. They're very out of control. It's not fun. And years ago, you kissed everybody in the place, but I don't think that happened.
Not COVID. Yeah. Now you just screw everybody.
Suzanne, you have a partner who cooks for you. God, that I, Jim, for those of us around here, it's a barbecue, and he does well.
Every time I cook, she bitches, so I don't do it a lot. That's too smoky. What's a fucking barbecue?
Like,
it's a barbecue.
I don't like
it's
smoked
smoky.
Smoked.
I don't even put smoked chips in it. It's just barbecue charcoal. That I don't even add stuff to it. Regular charcoal.
But it tastes spoiled. Meat tastes spoiled to me. I don't know why.
She's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. That's why.
I'm real fussy about lobster because I don't like the old ones. They're too fishy. Went to that place on an Easter with the rest of the family, and they had whole lobsters. And that's
all you can eat lobster buffet. Yeah. Well, there's stuff, other seafood too, but the lobster is raw. All you can eat.
And I don't like shrimp with eyes. No, I do not like heads on.
Like old school, if you get fried right off a boat.
With those long things. No, I don't want that stuff. No. Or a fish with its head on. No. No. So I think we've covered that for tonight.
Yes, we've covered everything you dislike. Actually, no, we have not covered everything she dislikes, or we'd be here till midnight. A few things, a few highlights of her dislikes, just a couple, because they are many. That number is big. And I could take this. Oh, you know what? We didn't even sign off with Block Talk. We suck. Sorry, Block Talkers. We kept you hanging. We apologize. Yeah, we got to go. Tomorrow's another show. If Blog Talk is up and running for us,
yeah,
it's random, yeah, be early. You can actually get in the queue. Let's say don't call in at exactly the 15-minute mark. It's kind of a gray area. If you call in at the 14 minutes before the show, you can get in the queue.
1 minute, thank you.
I called in on my watch, and I said, it was funny, the recording said, the show starts in 15 minutes. At 50 minutes before the show in the queue, it's like, but you just said it was 15 minutes. I had gone in 14 minutes just to be safe. So we assume it shall be running, but you know, there's all these assumptions we are making. That is all we can do.
Yeah, I was going to say something. Oh, I'll tell you what, I have...